Good evening, and thank you for joining the Voice of Many podcast with your host, Yolanda, and co-host, Miss Vanessa. You happen to see us in the twilight. We have a gentleman who is in his element. He is one who's going to share why he is where he is and how it has transformed him. With us down below is Mr. Mike Martin. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing awesome today. How are you doing?
We're doing great since we got you aboard. I mean, and to be able to have this time with you means a lot because your story, your journey, can really touch not just women, but men. And that is what we really need to do. A lot of times we focus on women that we forget about our men. And every man has a tendency of holding on to a gift and he really doesn't realize it. So if you will start sharing your gift, your journey, with those that are listening and watching for us.
I love the way you just set that up. And actually, it ties in perfectly for how this chapter of my life actually got going, which spawned what I do is a podcast called Project Mindfully Outdoors, mm-hmm. where I tie together the elements of the outdoors into everyday life. And I kind of, you know, get this whole thing going where we get this philosophical view of things. And it came about because my marriage of 10 years was, you know, just fell apart. And in the process of that, I was left homeless and, you know, broken, completely alone, all that horrible stuff, and led to a couple of really dark months there where I almost gave up. And then I came across where I was going to set this up and start with a couple of quotes on a podcast from Marcus Aurelius, because in the process I've become very philosophical and very stoic. And given all the adversity of the situation and the fact that I was ready to end my life, I didn't want to leave behind my children with the, punchline or epitaph of, you know, this guy, he had nothing to offer his family, which was the last thing that was said to my face. Mm. And that was kind of where I was at. And then I heard this quote about adversity being the opportunity to highlight and showcase who you truly are. So I said, you know what, forget all that stuff that I'm carrying. Mm. I'm going to turn things around. I'm going to show my kids that, yeah, here I am crumbled and, you know, a big old mess on the ground, but I'm going to get back up and I'm going to rebuild. And, you know, a lot of those months was me living between my truck and a deer blind. So I had a lot of time to reflect in the outdoors and realize how much a lot of those outdoor skills that it takes, that skill set to get through anything, really apply to life.
Yeah.
And as I was reading, you know, different philosophical books and whatever, I'm like, man, that makes sense. In fact, one of the first articles I did, because I have really bad social anxiety, came about when I had a friend of mine out on the boat one day, and this friend was new to fishing, so really had no idea what was going on. And I'm like, all right, if you take your lure, you cast it out there, and you think about having the biggest panic attack in the world, because you're trying to trigger that predator fish to come out and bite, then you're going to be able to connect with what you're doing. And in my head, it instantly snapped. I'm like, dude, I do that when I go to the store. I'm that, you know, that bait, I'm that lure, having that massive panic attack, except the difference is I'm hoping that, you know, the predator doesn't come out and get me. And throughout the stages of that, it became this, like, just putting the dots together. So as I was working through the anxiety, working through the depression, putting my life back together, I was really leaning on all those different skills that and attributes that I use when I'm out in the field. So as that all came together for me, I started kind of sharing that with more people, and it's really become something that, honestly, sitting here having this conversation, I'm like, I can't believe that happened.
Yeah. And then with us conversating before we started recording, you know, because, and that's another thing, like you putting yourself out there and you don't know anything about the people that you're talking with, that you're going to expose a little bit of yourself about, that where you have the ability, now you're letting that wall down, that defense shield, to where, hey, you know, when it's over, it's like, I did this, you know, I was able to have a conversation with two women I really don't know, you know, and you know, it's the same thing with us and being in the field of podcasting like you are. It allows you to relax, to release, and to unwind, as they would say, to bring out and to release some of that anxiety that you, you know, that you have. So with that being said, can you please tell everyone why you are where you are right now?
Well, you know what? If I could start actually a little bit of pregame prep that I do every year before I get to this turkey blind. There's a book by Sergeant Tom Kelly that I read every year before I go out spring turkey hunting. And it's called Turkey. And there's a quote in the book where he talks about, no matter how many turkeys you kill throughout your career, each one of them has a cost, and you pay that coin with time, because you invest time to go out in the field. And me being out here in the turkey blind all day, investing that time in myself, gives me time to reflect. It gives me time to, you know, process my thoughts and organize everything, as well as plan, and also to really connect with nature. And that's something that is a very primal aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many different ways you can look at it or quotes that you can refer to, but being connected with nature is something that really centers us. It's part of our DNA. It's where we come from. And, you know, to get out and do the hunting thing, obviously our goal is to go out there and score the harvest to feed our family. Mm-hmm. But there's that aspect of the isolation of it that we all crave to do, you know, with such things. And then you get to take that story and that connection home with you, and you put that on the table to feed your family, and you've got a completely different story, as opposed to, I went to the grocery store and, you know, I bought this pound of hamburger and now we're having tacos. Well, you know what? I sat in the field. Mm-hmm. And I called out on my turkey call, and I had this amazing conversation that I don't know what that turkey was thinking, but he was interested enough to, you know, come up to my decoy and present a shot that I ultimately harvest him and, you know, feed my kids with. So it's really that connection.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely see that. I mean, some people, whether it's gardening, whether it's for me more in the yard because it gives me a chance to think, whether it's for some just cleaning the house, some just getting on the road driving, it's finding that inner peace. That's
absolutely
the whole thing. That's the whole thing. I'll let you have some time, Mike. Go right ahead, Vanessa.
No, I was going to say to you that whatever feelings that you had before you did your turkey call also was probably presented through that as well, to where it connected with that turkey at the same time.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, to kind of bring back to the mind pool part, is before I started this chapter and got into, you know, therapy, which exposed me to different elements, I never thought about how much meditation actually goes into this process. Because there's the slowing down your breath, controlling that, controlling your thoughts, all go into the shot. And, you know, those are skills that you get to practice in the safety of this open space, that when you go back into, you know, the concrete jungle or the day-to-day world, you can flex those muscles a little bit, get a little bit more control over yourself and navigate through the day a little bit easier.
So true. That's so true. I never thought about it that way, but it's very true.
Yeah, it's funny. I never did either until I got into all the talk therapy and whatnot.
Yeah. Because it sort of reminds you of the best example I know that Vanessa can relate to is the Karate Kid. When Mr. Nyami told him he's wax on, wax off, you know, then he had to wash the car, you know, he had to paint, you know, and then he taught him how to breathe. And like you say, you're learning so much, not so much to about nature, you're learning about yourself as well in the process.
Absolutely. And it's funny because, you know, the way we put that and we structured it about getting to practice these things in this wide open, safe space where there's no judgment. And 9 times out of 10, there's nobody else around. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter really what they look like. But, you know, in the first couple of, I guess you could say, paragraphs of this chapter, I was so petrified to put any of that into practice. And never really thinking about how, when I'm in the field, I do these things with my eyes closed. It felt like it was so much practice, you know, took so much work to get there again, to even be able to say, go to a restaurant and order dinner, to make that kind of a decision, just felt overwhelming. But yet, when I'm sitting here in the blind, I can squeeze the trigger, you know, look down the crosshairs and do what I got to do without even a second thought, because it was natural. It was just the fact that the context had changed. And when I learned how to start latching the two together, where they piggybacked, things became a lot easier that way. Cause it was like, you know, I do that. I rely on myself out there. I can rely on myself in the everyday world.
That's true. That's true.
There's a lot more people, including men and women both, who have anxiety every single day and not realizing where their comfort zone is and where they can find that peace of mind and how to, you know, just breathe. Because just being sometimes is painful. And once you're able to find that center and your peace, it makes things so much different.
It does. And you know what? It draws up a quote from Daniel Boone that really, I think, is fitting for this, where God never made a man to be lost. Sure, I was lost in the woods for a couple of days, but eventually I found my way back. And I think when people hit a situation that, you know, life is just pure upheaval and changing, you get lost within all that chaos and all that upheaval, that you really feel like, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. And then it just automatically, something clicks with you, you know, clicks within. You're like, oh yeah, I'm centered again. There's my compass. Let me start walking north again, because I've done this in a different context.
That's very well.
So yeah. Who has inspired you to keep going on and be a better you?
You know, there's obviously my children. I mean, my children are my living world. Everything I do revolves around them. And then there's different people that I've latched onto throughout history through their writings that I'll read. And, you know, it really hits with me. And it's like, man, Marcus Aurelius, for example, when I read his meditations, it's like I can relate, you can relate to it so much because it's the exact same context of what he's going through is the same things that we all battle. Mm-hmm. And I find the cool and interesting part about it is the fact that in his lifetime, he was the most the most powerful man in Rome, you know, in the world. He was the emperor. Mm-hmm. But yet in his quiet time, he's writing to himself about how to navigate through anxieties, how to navigate and deal with, you know, inhospitable people and all these different horrible situations. Mm-hmm. And by reading how he works through it, I found for me to become kind of a roadmap that I can say, you know, sure, I don't have 1,000 barbarians beating down my door right this second, but, you know, I've got this situation going on. Mm-hmm. So if that was his roadmap and this is how he dealt with it, you know, emotionally and mentally, then maybe there's something to take away from that that I can apply to my life to continue to move forward and overcome the next obstacle.
Well, we,
no matter what status you have, we're all dealing with stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I was saying, no matter what status someone has, whether you're rich, poor, or have it all, we're all dealing with the same exact things, just in different contexts, like you said. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, where you live is where you can live well. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be a very powerful quote for me at many different stages. Where, say, I've been like living in my truck, and that was what I called home, I learned how to make the best of it because that's what I had.
True. Well, will you please close out for us with some words of encouragement to men and to women who, let's take it from phases, from where you have been in life, going through different obstacles and circumstances, to where you are now, to where you have that peace, you found that inner peace, you're stronger now than you ever have been.
Well, let's see. I think to realize that you can never step in the same river twice would be a great point to start at, because like I said, this chapter started with the upheaval of a divorce, being homeless, and everything like that, to round two of that. However, now I've found some redemption throughout my life and some of the bad choices that I've made. I've become a much stronger form of myself, and there's more confidence, so the situation and the way that I face things now are a lot different than the first go around. Mm-hmm. Now it's, I got this, and I'm just kind of walking the staircase back to whatever it is. And, you know, learning to just outright live in the moment within yourself is another important aspect, because to be able to turn inward and have that security and that safety net is something that nobody can ever take away from you. And that's something that adversity and obstacles are put in front of you because, number one, it helps you to learn that. And number two, there's nothing in this world that you're going to face that you're not capable of overcoming. Sorry. And when you make the obstacle the road instead of just running away from it, there's all kinds of grand and glorious things out of there. Like, for example, that word redemption. Before this marriage, I was married before, and I lost touch with my daughter for many years. And along this chapter, I reconnected with her, and I built an amazing relationship with her that's still going. And that's one of those moments that I'm so proud to be able to say that I had the opportunity to go back and do, but without each step of the adversity and everything that came along the way, I never would have been able to do that before.
It's wonderful words of wisdom. Bravo. That's all I can say. Very powerful. Very, very powerful.
So don't be afraid of what's standing in front of you. You look at it unbiasedly and you just take it on because you're going to grow through it.
It's such a pleasure to have you. That's great. What a way to end.
I appreciate it.
Go ahead, Vanessa, what are you saying?
No, I was telling you, thank you so much for joining us and sharing these words of encouragement. And I'm pretty sure it will help someone else out because, like I said before, we're all going through difficult situations and issues. And sometimes that one little bit of advice can do a world of a difference.
Absolutely. That's why we're all in this podcasting thing, I think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true. And tell those that are listening and watching how they can tune in to you as well.
Well, I just rolled it over to a daily podcast floor mat, and it is called Project Mindfully Outdoors. You can find that on Spotify, Apple, everywhere that you can get a podcast, we're out there. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest at Project Mindfully Outdoors. The website is projectmindfullyoutdoors.wordpress.com. And those are pretty much the easiest ways to get a hold of us.
And we will post all of your social media links and everything so everyone can tune in. This is a man of a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom.
I appreciate the opportunity. It's been grand. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It has. It's been really good. It's really been good.
You know, like I mentioned earlier before we started this, I spent a good chunk of the day listening to a lot of your episodes to really get a feel. And I definitely enjoyed my time. I mean, you two are doing a wonderful job. I love your show. So this has been an honor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't mind saying this. Your perception, your outlook, your wisdom, what you have learned along this journey has not only helped you, but it would definitely help someone else. So thank you for sharing so much.
Absolutely.
For those of you who are watching and listening, please don't forget to follow us on our social media outlets. And please don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, as we don't want you to miss out on any of our great guests or great topics. And we want to thank you all for tuning in, and we will talk to you all later.